Sarah Waddups waters a flat of orchids in the greenhouse of the Botanical Gardens of the Ozarks. After living in the Philippines for a year and a half, where orchids grow abundantly in the wild, she wanted a pretty plant for her office and purchased an orchid.
It sort of exploded. I now have 600, 700 plants, all starting from that one that just was beautiful. And so then I researched it and wanted to know how to grow it better and thought, ooh, look at that one. It's beautiful. I want one of those too. And so it's like anything else. You start small and the more you learn, the more interested you are in it.
That first plant is still alive and blooms every year. Sarah is now the president of the Orchid Society of the Ozarks. The group has a show this weekend at the Botanical Gardens in Fayetteville. It is a show for everyone, even those of us who are a little intimidated by the rumor that the plants are hard to grow.
Anyone can grow them. They're really not as hard as people think. They're just different than, often you'll see them in a design magazine and they're sitting on the coffee table in a beautiful planter and they do look good there and you can put them there, but to actually grow them, for example, you can't water it there. You probably should take it to your kitchen sink and let water run through the pot so that it gets completely soaked. A lot of them grow in bark instead of soil, and so you want to get all of it wet instead of just pouring in a tiny bit.
Most orchids in nature don't grow in dirt at all. They can grow attached to trees or rocks. And while they do grow in the tropics, they aren't limited to that environment. Orchids actually are native to Arkansas as well.
That's exactly where they grow, in the middle of the woods. We have one of our members who has quite a bit of land down south, and Crawford County, I believe, is where he is, and has a number of them that he photographs them and takes tours of the Orchid Society and probably any other members who wanted to go see them. They usually bloom in the spring.
Classes at the event will include one on Arkansas orchids. Sarah will also be teaching a class on growing basics, or how not to kill your orchid. Attendees can expect to see some beautiful flowers. Orchids come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, from the white flower we are all accustomed to seeing to deep purples, oranges, and yellows. Tom Larkin is an American Orchid Society judge and will be passing out ribbons this weekend.
When an AOS judge is observing a flower for consideration for an American Orchid Society Quality Award, he's thinking of a national image, an image of that we have of what perfection is. And we score against that image up to 100 points, which is never achieved.
Mr. Larkin has had a passion for growing things since he was a kid, when he discovered the orchid, the largest plant family on the planet.
If you started at birth, you couldn't possibly live long enough to study the entire family. So that's what makes it interesting. That's why I've had the passion since I was 13, and, you know, 60-some years.
It's that passion and experience he uses in judging. As he looks at a sea of deep purple, hot pink, and bright white flowers, he points out one of the more common varieties, the Cattleya, a larger blossom with flowy purple petals.
You're not old enough to remember when, you know, the big thing was to have one of these on the woman's shoulder wherever you went. I like to say it's what the women wore before they started wearing pants.
He's referring to the 1950s and 60s. Judging an orchid begins by drawing an imaginary circle around the bloom and filling that circle with the flower.
In other words, imagine these petals broader, flatter, the petals in these in one plane, the sepals in another, perfectly round, closed lip, all the things you could do, say, as an artist to draw what you call perfect. So you, as a judge, you look for that. You look for, you know, substance, texture. You look for all the things that make that quality and long-lasting. Anything that's a positive aspect, anything negative, of course, is a point against it. This open lip would be, you know, in my mind, I would point down on it.
Tom spots another flower, one that he says is a nice one. It's a Paphiopedilum, a slightly more unique-looking flower. with burgundy and greenish petals that have a mottled look.
I'm not saying it'd be awardable, but if I had this growing in my greenhouse, I would not sell. I would not get rid of it. I mean, I cull pretty drastically the plants I grow, and most of them, if they're not apparent or not something I use as apparent, then they have no justification to stay around, you know, or show quality. And I'd not hesitate to put this in an exhibit. So it's very nice, you know.
Tom has thousands of plants in his greenhouse and even has a lab for hybridizing his orchids. He says that if you have never been to an orchid show, you will be pleasantly surprised. The second annual orchid show at the Botanical Gardens in Fayetteville begins tonight with a reception. Classes and exhibitions will be open tomorrow and continue on Sunday. For cost or more information, visit bgoozarks.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.